Hi, my name is Verity Thurman, and I'm a senior in the youth group here at Calvary. And I'm really excited to go on this mission trip, first of all, because it is in a foreign country. But also, this is another chance I get to go on to see people from other countries worship God and be excited about it. As some of you know, I went to Africa 2 years ago, and that was awesome as well. And I can't wait to see these different believers, the Stillwell family and the other believers that work with them, and see how they're working for God and see how they can teach me how better to minister to the Peruvians and people here in the States. And I'm really hoping to learn more about God through this missions trip, because I think that's a major thing about this, is learning more about Him and how to work with His people. And also, I'm really hoping to learn if a foreign missions field is really where God wants me to be, because that's a definite, possibility, thank you. Definitely possibility of my life. And I also want to learn how better to minister to people. And I think God wants me to go, first of all, because I did go on the missions trip before, and I'm the only returning teen to go on a missions trip. And I'm really hoping to be a leader for them and to show the Peruvians God through me. And I also really think I'm going to grow a lot in this experience, which is awesome as well. And just to be a help for the Stillwells and everyone there. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kyle. I'm excited to go to Peru just to visit a new culture and to see what other cultures is like. And I hope to grasp a different understanding of the culture and whatnot. And I hope to learn how to witness better to any person that I come in, like visit or whatever. And I hope to be an ambassador for Christ, and that's what God wants us to do. And pray that that we will be able to get our hearts ready for this trip and just be with the Stillwells as they are planning with what they're wanting us to do, and just be with them.
Hi, my name is Christy Landrum, and I am looking forward to our time with the youth on this trip to Peru. I've had the privilege of being a teacher with some of these young ones, and then also the volleyball coach, and I'm really excited to see how God is going to use them with all that they've learned, how they've matured throughout the years, and the skills that they've gained. Seeing those put to practice is going to be very exciting for me. I'm also looking forward to having a chance to experience Peru firsthand. In kindergarten, we get to talk about Peru, and the kids are excited for me also. They want to find out if there really are llamas, like I told them, and if they spit. So I'm hoping that they will spit the other way. I'm hoping this trip will help me to learn how more effectively to pray for our missionaries. I believe that spending time with them on the field where they're serving God will help me understand more of their struggles, maybe the troubles that they have, but also the blessings that they get to experience. I know it can help me also a way to prepare young people and encourage our young people here at Calvary as they choose to serve the Lord. I want to know what will be an encouragement to them and be able to share my experience on a missions trip so that they might also have a chance to go and serve the Lord abroad. I think my first thought when I heard the youth group was going to Peru was, how can I get on that trip? So I spent some time praying and asking the Lord what He would have me to do. I knew financially and supporting them, and then also supporting them through prayer was a good way. And I went to Pastor Matt and said, is there something else that we can do, something else that I can do to help you as you prepare? A few days later, he came to me and told me that there was a opening for a girl sponsor, and if I would like to go, that would be great. And so I knew that the Lord's hand was in that, and that He was preparing me to get ready to join this group. I know there are several reasons for me to go. It will be a blessing for myself that I will gain by being with God's people, even in a foreign country. But also, I want to be a blessing to the people in Peru, just to encourage even the Stillwells as they are ministering there, helping them, and just even the little things or some bigger things that we may have. I know that my part in this world is small, and when I have a chance to go to another country, I'll be able to see God's hand working there and just know how great His love is and how big His mercy is.
Hi, my name is Jonah Langendorfer. I am part of the Calvary Youth Group. I'm very excited to go to a different country. I have never been to another country before, so that's pretty exciting. I'm also very excited to see the Latin enthusiasm that they have in their worship and just the way that they worship God. I think that's pretty cool. And I'm also pretty excited to get closer with my friends and closer to God. I hope to learn a couple things when I'm there. I hope to learn just how to better witness to unbelievers, because I have the passion just to for the unbelievers. And I think I want to learn about the things in the Latin culture. There's a couple things why I think God wants me to be there. I think He wants me to be there just to be a helping hand to the Stillwells and just to see how things are in the mission field, because I think I might want to go to the mission field when I get older.
Good morning. My name is Jonathan Hibbets. I attend CCA here, and I'm also part of the Wednesday night youth group. This would be my first mission trip I've gone on, so I'm a little nervous about it, yet I'm still extremely excited to go. One of the reasons is that I will be able to minister to other people. I know around here you can get, minister to your friends and family and maybe people that you know who aren't saved, but when you go there, it's a completely new atmosphere outside your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And through the work, helping the Stillwells, be able to minister to the Peruvians. Also, I'll be able to see how God is working on the complete other side of the world and with the Peruvians and in their lives, and see how they react to a mission group coming from the United States and see how they'll accept us and take what we are trying to do down there and maybe apply it to their lives and see that God is trying to, through us, be an influence to them. I'm hoping to learn a few things when I'm down there. First of all is that God is yet again not only working in the United States here but also in Peru. I'll learn what it's like to be on a mission field and see different ministering methods while I'm down there and possibly be able to apply that later in my life. I think God wants me to go for several reasons. As I mentioned, it's my first mission trip, so I think that I will mature very much spiritually. Also, I'll be able to understand God's sovereignty in the lives of all people. I also want to be influenced by the Peruvians and have us as a youth group be able to go down there and influence them through the work Stillwells have started down there. Also, I'd like to see what the missionary type of environment is. As I've stated, haven't been on mission group before, and possibly, if it's God's will, maybe be called there later in my life as almost that possibility. And lastly, I think God's trying to show me that being in a group and doing stuff like this isn't for personal gain, that it's for the Peruvians that we're doing this. It's not to get away, and that showing me that I have to do this for the right reasons, not for selfish reasons.
Hi, my name is Verity Thurman.
Mi nombre es Verity Thurman.
And I'm a senior in high school.
Soy, estoy en la escuela secundaria.
And I was very blessed as a child.
Y yo he sido muy bendecida como niña.
I was raised in a Christian home.
Fui creada en una iglesia, en una casa cristiana.
And even as a small child,
y aún siendo niña,
I knew about Jesus and God.
Yo sabía acerca de Jesús y
although,
de Dios.
although I hadn't accepted him to be my savior yet.
Pero no había tomado la decisión de aceptarlo como mi salvador.
And after church on a Wednesday night,
después de la iglesia un miércoles en la noche,
in 1995,
en 1995,
I realized that.
Me di cuenta de eso.
So I sought out one of my parents.
Y fui a buscar uno de mis padres.
And find my mom up in her room.
Y encontré a mi mamá en uno de sus cuartos.
I told her we needed to talk.
Y yo le dije que necesitaba hablar con ella.
So we sat down.
Nos sentamos.
And she made sure I understood everything.
Y ella quería estar segura de que yo entendía todo.
And that's when I accepted Christ as my Savior.
Y ese fue el momento cuando acepté al Señor, Señor Jesucristo como mi Salvador.
As a young child,
como cuando estaba pequeña,
my life didn't change drastically.
Mi vida no cambió drásticamente.
But I still knew I was a child of God.
Pero aún yo sabía que era hija de Dios.
And a while afterwards,
y después de eso,
my parents explained to me the next step.
Mis padres me explicaron y yo acepté.
Getting baptized.
De ser bautizada.
And I did that in October of 1997.
Y eso fue en octubre de 1997.
And then after I started attending Calvary.
Y después de estar asistiendo aquí en la iglesia Calvario,
I went to a youth group activity.
Fui a una actividad de grupo juvenil.
And an evangelist was speaking there.
Y un evangelista estaba hablando.
He spoke on getting saved.
Y él estaba hablando de cómo ser salvos.
And many people got saved.
Y muchas personas fueron salvas ese día.
He also spoke about committing your life to God.
Also, también habló acerca de cómo dedicar su vida a Jesucristo.
And even more people did that.
Y aún muchas más personas hicieron eso.
And I was one of those people.
Y yo fui una de esas personas.
So, I'm not sure if God wants me to go in the field.
Y quiero estar segura de que Jesucristo quiere que yo vaya a trabajar en otro país.
Or stay in the States.
O estar aquí en los Estados.
But either way,
pero yo sé que hay un lugar.
I'm going to serve God with my life.
Y voy a servir al Señor Jesucristo con toda mi vida.
Thank you.
Gracias. My name is Delmi Capiz, and I am so excited to go to the streets for many reasons. I got saved here after I married Joe, and my life changed completely. I never been on a mission trip before, and Pastor Matt mentioned to me that some of the youth group were going to Peru. I said to him, you should take me with you so I can be a translator. So be careful what you wish for. Later, Pastor Matt told me again that he maybe takes some adults alone, and if I was still interested. Well, I asked Job I said to him, since you went to Europe, I am thinking maybe I can go to Peru. And then he said, well, I will let you go because you did the same thing for me. So there are many reasons I want to go. First, I'm going to be ambassador for my Lord and my Savior. And it cannot be better than that. And I want to be the light in a darkness world. I want to be ambassador for Calvary Baptist Church here in Ypsilanti. And it's my honor to represent this great country where we live. And we are blessed so much in different ways. Like the freedom we have over here, listen to the gospel and not to be afraid of, not to have fear. And unfortunately, that is going to that direction. A lot of people are afraid to talk about God here in the state, and that is very sad. Also, I want to go over there because I can help this group in every way I can. And be a living testimony of what God is doing in my life. And the last thing is, I wish that every American can have the opportunity to go to Spanish country and see how they live and come back home and get up in the morning and be able to breathe, see, and feel and be grateful and say it with a joy, thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be here in this great nation.
My name is Jamie Thurmond, and I'm going on the missions trip with a lot of people in my youth group also, and some adults. And one of the reasons that I'm just simply ecstatic to go on this trip is, one, I'll be able to witness to people and find out what their culture is like, because I'm just used to the American way of living. And also, it's in a different country, and that's exciting all in itself. And I'm hoping to learn a lot of things from this. Like, one, I'm hoping that I'll be able to get outside of my little box that I've been living in my whole life and be able to go the extra mile and be an ambassador for my church and my school and my family and so many other things. And that I'll be able to show them that not everybody in America is not everybody in America is thinking on themselves the whole time, that we think of others too, and that we want to help other people besides ourselves. And one of the reasons that I think that God wants me to go is so that I can witness to other people and learn how to witness to people other than the people that I've been living around my whole life, and to be able to witness how they live.
Hi, my name is Austin Mickelson, and I'm the youngest member on going on this trip, and the reason why I want to go on this trip is because it would be a life-changing experience for me, and I'll be able to help most of these people and the missionaries down there with whatever and whenever I can. And I hope that I can learn that I can help the people around there and encourage them. And I think God wants me to go because it will change the way I think about my life, and it will greatly upgrade me spiritually. And I'll get out of my comfort zone, which is pretty important. I'll be able to bond with others in my group spiritually.